episode 20 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we're diving deep into a critical area of Snowflake security architecture: functional versus access roles, a comparative analysis. In the complex world of cloud computing and data warehousing, understanding the distinction between functional and access roles is paramount, especially when it comes to ensuring the security and efficiency of your Snowflake environment. This analysis will not just give you clarity, but will equip you with the knowledge to make informed decisions that will aid in passing your SnowPro Advanced Architect certification exam. Firstly, let's break down what functional roles are. Functional roles in Snowflake are designed to segregate duties within your team, allowing only specific operations based on job functions. For instance, while a data engineer might have the role with permissions to load data, a data analyst might have a different role, limiting their operations to querying and analyzing data. This segregation ensures that each user has precisely the access needed for their role, no more, no less, enhancing security and operational clarity. Conversely, access roles pertain to accessing data within Snowflake. These roles define what data a user or a group of users can see and interact with. It's crucial to manage these roles wisely, as they directly influence data security. By configuring access roles carefully, you can enforce data governance policies effectively, ensuring that sensitive information is only accessible to those with a legitimate need. Subsequently, one might ponder, which is superior? The answer is not straightforward, as both functional and access roles have their significance. Meanwhile, functional roles are pivotal for operational efficiency and security. Access roles are indispensable for data governance and compliance. Employing them strategically and in tandem is where their true power lies. Furthermore, Snowflake provides comprehensive flexibility in configuring these roles, allowing you to tailor them precisely to your organization's needs. This includes creating custom roles that combine specific privileges of predefined roles, thus providing a granular control over operations and access within the Snowflake environment. Moreover, the effective management of these roles requires understanding the hierarchy and scope of roles in Snowflake. The role hierarchy ensures that roles with higher privileges can manage roles beneath them, enabling a structured approach to access and function management. Similarly, understanding the role's scope, whether it impacts operations, data access, or both, is fundamental in deploying roles that align with your organizational structure and security policies. Additionally, best practices for managing functional and access roles involve regularly reviewing and updating roles and their assignments. This is crucial as your organization evolves and roles that once were adequate might become either too permissive or too restrictive. Implementing a strategy for periodic review ensures that your Snowflake environment remains secure, compliant, and aligned with your current operational needs. Lastly, an in-depth analysis of functional versus access roles is incomplete without discussing the importance of auditing and monitoring role assignments and role-based operations. Snowflake's robust auditing capabilities allow you to monitor the use of roles and track changes, ensuring compliance and facilitating the identification of security issues before they escalate. In conclusion, both functional and access roles play integral roles in the security and efficiency of your Snowflake environment. Understanding their distinctions, applications, and best practices is key to not only securing your data but also streamlining operations. As you prepare for your SnowPro Advanced Architect certification exam, keep in mind these principles they will serve as a solid foundation for mastering Snowflake security architecture. Thank you for joining us on today's episode. Remember, knowledge is power, and in the realm of Snowflake, it's also the key to certification. Stay tuned for more episodes that will help you on your journey to becoming a Snowflake expert.